The Browns are once again looking for a head football coach. The Haslams have experience at this. Is experience confidence building? We're going to give you some reasons to think yes and some reasons to think no. Coming up in just a couple of seconds here on Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Manigan's in for Andy. It's contest time. Win a 4-pack of tickets to the Fan Night at Cleveland State Basketball. It's coming up on Thursday, January 15th. That's next week, 7 o'clock, Wolstein Center. It's hosted by the Morning Guys. Ken Carm and Anthony Lima. How about that?
There you go.
You can get tickets at csuvikings.com/tickets. Here's how you get them. Enter the word FAST, F-A-S-T, FAST, by the end of this hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. I'm Phelps. He's Menigan. I was thinking about the job search, the head coach search going on again here for the Browns. And I thought, boy, they've been through this too many times. And I started to think, well, who got hired by other teams in the cycle when the Browns hired their guy?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, this is one of those reflective type of things that you and Andy cringe about.
Oh.
You might find this interesting. And it was a little bit of a challenge. You know, AI helps now. But a little bit of a challenge to go back and dig up some of these names.
You gotta be careful with that thing. It gets stuff wrong, too. Know. You gotta be a little careful.
Well, I know. You do. But I think this is all pretty accurate about who they hired and who they didn't. And maybe who they interviewed in the process. Getting all the interviews was a little tougher, and I didn't get them all. But the first head coach they hired was in 2013. And they hired a guy that I think just got a raw deal here. Unfortunately, I think too many of these guys got a raw deal. And the first guy to get a raw deal was Rob Chudzinski. Chud got 1 year, and he was hired to replace Pat Shurmur, who the Haslams inherited.
It felt like they were more infatuated with having Norv Turner and Ray Horton here than they were with having Rob Chudzinski here.
The other guys that got hired, and I'd agree with that.
Yeah, that's what it felt like in the moment. I was like, oh, you wanted him because of the assistance he could bring in, which is not good.
Yeah.
That's not good at all. That's like being friends with someone because they have a Sega Genesis and you have a Super Nintendo.
Nice. The other coaches that were hired, and I love the hiring cycle talk.
Yes.
Because that's actually, you know, there's seven teams looking right now. It's almost a quarter of the league. The other guys that were hired, Bruce Arians, Chip Kelly,
ooh,
Doug Marrone, the former Syracuse coach,
oof,
who there was some interest here, Gus Bradley.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a name I haven't heard in a minute.
Mark Trestman.
That's right.
Former Browns quarterback coach under Bernie.
Yes, yes. Ended up at the Bears.
And a gentleman named Andy Reid, who left Philly and went to Kansas City. I don't think the Browns had a chance there.
That worked out.
So, you know, Chud 1 year and out. But, you know, Arians would have been nice. Reid would have been nice. Might have been able to get Arians.
BA would have been awesome.
Bruce seemed to like it here. So
He would have been outstanding. I will not hide my affection of Bruce Arians.
Yep, me neither.
If he wanted to come back and coach, I would do it in a minute.
I'd hire him now.
Yeah, he's probably one of the only ones who's on TV right now that I'd be like, yep, give me BA.
In 2014, then, they got rid of Chud, and they hired Mike Pettine. Other coaches that were hired by other teams during that stretch, Dan Quinn.
Wasn't great the first round. Round two ended up better.
Bill O'Brien.
That one's falling apart.
Jay Gruden, that didn't work. No,
it's falling apart.
Mike Zimmer, and Mike, of course, working with Kevin Stefanski.
Did well for a good period of time and then ran its course.
Yeah. Jim Caldwell.
That one fell apart.
Lovie Smith.
That one.
Ken Wisenhunt.
Was that, okay, what year was that? Was that Lovie to the Texans or was that Lovie?
2014. That was Lovie to the Bears.
That would have been to the Bears.
Yeah.
He was good for the Bears.
He was good for the Bears.
Yeah, he did a nice job with the Bears.
So they ended up with Pettine and Mike lasted a couple of years. But Dan Quinn, Bill O'Brien, Jay Gruden, Mike Zimmer, Jim Caldwell, Lovie Smith, Ken Wisenhunt. So far, Ken
Wisenhunt flopped.
I don't see any glaring, huge, like, oh my God, you missed them, other than maybe Arians and Andy Reid, and I don't think you had a chance at Andy. In 2016, Hugh Jackson was hired as head coach.
He was here.
If you remember, Hugh was the hot coordinator out of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
And former head coach of the Raiders. So he had some head coaching experience.
I wanted him. I thought he was the best hire out there.
They also, and I believe, now, I mean, I'll say, I'm in digging stuff up, I found that these guys were hired. I'm not going to put 100% on it. Sean McDermott.
Turned out to be a good hire.
Yeah, Matt Patricia. Adam Gase.
Even less good.
And Doug Marrone.
I didn't realize Doug Marrone got that many gigs.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Well, he was interviewed by the Browns.
Oh, okay.
Those are
okay,
guys
okay.
they interviewed.
Okay.
These are the other guys who got hired in 2016.
Sorry.
Adam Gase. Ben McAdoo.
Ooh.
Dirk Cutter.
Ooh.
Doug Peterson. Worked for a while.
Got for a little bit.
Chip Kelly.
Ooh.
Back again. And Mike Mularkey.
It's not a good hire in that regard, but
did you miss anybody there? Maybe Doug Peterson.
Yeah,
Doug's had two runs. He's got a Super Bowl. Run that Philly special, baby.
There's a shelf life to Doug Peterson.
Yeah, but guess what? It worked for a while.
Yeah, it did. I guess, but right now I wouldn't want him. I can tell you that much.
It worked for a while. In 2018, then during the season, Greg Williams replaced Hugh. So they're looking for a coach at the end of the season. They interviewed Greg Williams. Kevin Stefanski, Josh McDaniels, apparently, from what I found, Bruce Arians.
There's Adam always Gase, a rumbling that Bruce Arians wanted this job.
And Dan Campbell.
They interviewed Dan Campbell?
That was the word.
And I'll be darned. Okay.
The word was that they interviewed him, and he talked about being a big physical team that's going to run the ball, and they didn't find that as appealing. And so they promoted Freddie Kitchens.
That's interesting.
Freddie got the gig, but they apparently interviewed Greg Williams, Kevin Stefanski, Josh McDaniels, Bruce Arians, Adam Gase, and Dan Campbell. Other guys who got hired during that cycle by other teams. And the Browns took Freddie Kitchens, Cliff Kingsbury, Zach Taylor in Cincinnati.
I'm still not sold on him.
Vic Fangio, Matt LaFleur.
I think the guy could coach.
Brian Flores. Adam Gase and Bruce Arians
NBA.
Went to Tampa. And then when they hired Kevin in 2020, according to the vast research of our crack staff,
yes,
they interviewed Mike McCarthy, first guy they interviewed. He ended up in Dallas a couple of days later, though. So if they wanted McCarthy, maybe they didn't act quickly enough, or maybe they just didn't want him. Apparently, I don't know this to be sure, Josh McDaniels again. Eric Bieniemy.
I know. I remember that one.
Keep this in mind. Maybe during this coaching search, Robert Saleh and Byron Leftwich, who was at the time a very highly thought of offensive coordinator.
Yes.
The other guys who got hired during this stretch, Ron Rivera, Mike McCarthy, Joe Judge, Matt Rhule. So did you miss anybody there?
No.
Hold on. I could say you could have missed on Mike McCarthy because he went 12-5 three straight years in Dallas. 12-5 was better than anything Kevin did here. Kevin won 11 twice.
Does it come with Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn?
Did Rob Jedzinski come with Norv Turner?
Yeah.
And you saw there you go.
Well, you saw how that ended up.
I just threw a lot of names at you. The bottom line is, do you trust them to get it right? I can look at this bit of work here and tell you, I don't think they screwed up too often in passing up guys who got hired by other teams. But I can also tell you that I think they only nailed one guy, and that's Kevin.
Yeah. I can't argue with you on any of it.
Would have been phenomenal.
I would have hired him in a minute.
He would have been in either hire.
Yes. Yes.
Either when they hired Chud or when they hired Freddie. He would have been phenomenal.
Yes.
Dan Campbell would have just been, the statue would already be up for Dan Campbell.
I wondered if he would work here.
Oh, are you kidding? Fan base?
Well, with the fan base, yes.
He would be phenomenal.
Oh, God, yes. I wonder if
he would fit with the Haslams,
with the front office and everything else in between, with all the stuff that you've read or that I've read when it comes to situation.
Lions are a pretty forward-thinking organization these days.
Now, for a long time, they were not.
Exactly. But now, I said these days.
Yes, 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 you did. But he had Brad Holmes, who was all in, and he had ownership, who was all in as well. I wonder if the Haslams and whomever would have taken over as GM at that time would have been all in that way. Like, it shocks me, because I feel like he and John Dorsey would have been two peas in a pod, you know? I feel like he and John Dorsey would have really gotten together, like gotten along with each other and saw things relatively similar.
Dan Campbell and John Dorsey?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
They'd each have a spare room in the other guy's house so that they could hang out at night.
Right. You'd think that was the case, but they passed on him.
I know.
And Dorsey was the GM at the time.
Q's in Cleveland. Q, you just heard a bunch of names. You have any faith in the ownership and the front office to get it right?
Absolutely not, Jeff. I'm sorry. I do not have any faith in the front office. You know, I think that Haslam has his hands all over this. I think, you know, like I'm give you my selection, who I would pick.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, Jeff, like who I think actually, what I think actually is going to happen. Okay.
I love it. Who do you have?
You know, I would, you know, the guy's still pretty young. You know, he's 56 years old. I would actually bring in Eric Bieniemy for an interview. Honestly, I would. He's a proven guy. He's an offensive mind. Two Super Bowls up under his belt with Mahomes. I think that, you know, I think he'll bring a different dynamic to the table as far as the offense is concerned, because him and Andy Reid, you know, they've been together for a long time. They run different variations off of different plays. They have, you know, he's had a ton of success with the Chiefs. That's who my pick would be. I would dust off Eric Bieniemy. I think he's Chicago's running back coach right
Correct.
Now.
Well, and Hugh, they interviewed him in 2020, so there's a little familiarity there.
Yeah, and see that's why I say I would definitely go for Eric Bieniemy. He's a great offensive mind, and that's what we need. We need someone. We need an offensive-minded guy who's actually a football guy, not an analytic guy, actually a football guy that is actually proven. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, guys.
All right. Okay. But Bieniemy got some interviews, and
I think he got a raw deal, Jeff.
Well, he very well might have. I think the thought on him was that I think people found him a little crotchety and might not be able to identify with players, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I don't believe that, Jeff. Here's the thing. This is what I believe is going to happen, though, Jeff. I think because you got to think about it. You know, there are not too many GMs around the league that are younger than the head coach. Like I said, Andrew Berry's 37 years old. Kevin Stefanski's 46, 47. He's 10 years younger than the head coach. I think that as far as Andrew Berry, I give him this draft, but a lot of his draft picks haven't panned out. I think that Andrew Berry is good at trades, but I think during the draft, I think, man, we've needed offensive help for the longest, and we haven't had any luck picking offensive players, receivers especially. I just think that what's going to happen is, I think, you know, and this is my honest opinion, I think they're going to bump up Jim Schwartz. I think they're going to bump up Jim Schwartz and keep Reese.
Could you live with that, Q?
Huh?
Could you live with that?
You know, I can live with Schwartz stepping up, because Schwartz is a true leader of men. He's a true leader of men, and that's what Kevin Stefanski was lacking.
All right, Q. Thank you. Maybe. It's funny, because if you hear players who were here and they talk about Kevin, they'll say he was a really good leader.
Yeah.
And again, who knows? The guy's not a coach here anymore, and somebody's going to hire him.
It'll all come out in the gargantuan Zach Wickersham piece.
I would think
Seth Wickersham piece,
true.
I should say.
Do you have faith in the front office, in the ownership, to get this right, folks? There are now a couple of names out there that are really intriguing. Something Florio said I thought was really kind of fascinating, and it had to do with veteran coaches in this cycle. We'll hear that. We're going to talk about that next on Baskin and Phelps.